AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Bank of America's 18% quarter is backed by near unanimous diversified bank breadth. BAC closed at $62.05, just 0.4% below its 52-week high, with the weekly trend signal active and industry participation unusually broad, while volume remains only average. Research brief. Bank of America finished the week to 24 July, up 1.3%, adding to a 7.2% 4-week advance and an 18.0% 12-week gain. The stock is 17.4% above its weekly trend line and 49.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving the setup constructive, but no longer early. Diversified bank breadth is the clearest support, with 94.4% of the industry showing active trend signals and 100.0% positive market dynamics, though BAC's latest volume of 172.1 million shares was only 1.0x its 13-week average. Key points. 1. BAC closed at $62.05, 98.8% of the way through its 52-week range and 0.4% below the $62.27 high. 2. The weekly trend signal is active for a fourth consecutive week, with 35 of the past 52 weeks active and a composite score of 68. 3. Market dynamics are positive at 1.40, and relative strength reads 11.14. Both improved over 4 weeks, but there is no fresh activity pressure buy signal. 4. Volume was 172.1 million shares, broadly in line with the 171.2 million 13-week average, and below the 178.6 million 52-week average. 5. The main risk is extension. Price is 17.4% above trend and 49.0% above fair value, with 4 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Price action, strong, but close to the high water mark. Bank of America added 1.3% in the latest completed week, closing at $62.05 on 24 July. That puts the stock only 0.4% below its 52-week high of $62.27 and near the top of its yearly range. After gains of 7.2% over 4 weeks, 18.0% over 12 weeks, and 31.8% over the past year, the weekly trend signal remains active, and the active streak now stands at 4 weeks. Price is 17.4% above the $52.84 trend line, which keeps the weekly read constructive, but the distance also raises the hurdle for clean follow-through from here. Sector and industry context are doing much of the work. The broader U.S. Financial Services Group was broadly flat on the week, with an average weekly return near zero, but its 4-week and 12-week averages were positive, at 5.2% and 8.3%. BAC is ahead of that sector tape over the short and medium term and ranks in the 80.8th percentile among 992 U.S. financial services names on the ShareMaestro relative screen. The industry backdrop is stronger still. U.S. banks diversified, averaged a 0.7% weekly gain, 4.9% over 4 weeks, and 14.9% over 12 weeks, while 94.4% of the group had active weekly trend signals, 100.0% had positive market dynamics, and 94.4% had positive relative strength. BAC ranks 6th of 18 in the industry on both 4-week and 12-week returns, trailing faster peers such as MUFG and BNY on recent performance, but remaining firmly inside the group's constructive cohort. Momentum is confirmed by breadth, less so by volume. Market dynamics are positive at 1.40, and relative strength stands at 11.14, with the 4-week changes in both readings positive. Next week expectancy is also positive at 60.77%, which supports the idea that the setup still has statistical backing, rather than relying purely on price extension. Volume is the more restrained part of the evidence. Latest turnover was 172.1 million shares, essentially matching the 13-week average of 171.2 million and sitting below the 52-week average of 178.6 million. That is enough to avoid a participation warning, but not enough to say buyers have materially increased commitment. A move accompanied by volume above 1.5x average would carry a stronger confirmation message. Valuation distance and reversal risk frame the next test. BAC's premium to ShareMaestro fair value is now 49.0%, with the model level at $41.65. Premium demand is not bearish by itself, especially when trend, market dynamics, and relative strength are aligned. but it does mean the stock is less forgiving if the bank group loses breadth or if activity pressure fades. Risk metrics are still orderly. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.6%, below the 52-week level of 3.3%, and the 52-week up-down split is favorable at 31 positive weeks versus 21 negative weeks. The watch point is whether BAC can hold near the high while activity pressure stays positive, or whether the four recent reversal markers become more important as price stretches further above trend. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.